This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Prestige Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And good afternoon, good day, wonderful Friday, TGI Friday. Yes, this is Burley in the house filling in for Naughty today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So good to be back here with you again today. Got two in a row in 2025. That sounds good, huh? The motherfellas got two in a row too, eh? We ain't gonna talk about that too much. But you know, today we can have some good times. We can do some talking, but the only one way we can do that because you got to become talking heads.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
And that's easy. Just call me at 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4316, 259, 354-259. Or you can get me at 242-300-5720, 300-5720. Or you can text me on the text line powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. It is so good to be here with you. It's beautiful day out there. It was a little chilly last night. It's a little chilly. But it's getting, you know, it's not coming at that, what they call that snuggle weather. So it's kind of nice. I expect some cold coming in. So before we do it, let's see what's going on in the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
IRCA seeks order restraining GBPA. Wants court to prohibit GBPA from considering electricity rates. Infant dies in car crash on Grand Bahama. UB says sick out did not hamper operations. Police make $9 million cocaine bust on Grand Bahama. I had to help her, says man who saved woman from vicious attack. Hero. Hero. In business section, what's going on in the business section? Bo. Banks, loans, portfolios maintaining upward trend into 2025. The growth in 2024 was just north of 100 million, so that means it's moving in the right direction. Higgs & Johnson makes major changes to at executive level. Exuma short-term rentals making up for lost inventory from sandals closure. Turnquest, SMEs must work together in 2025 to tackle Amazon free shipping. I don't know, but that's tough. I usually bring my stuff into another shipping company, but I think I can stick with my shipping company as long as they give me the good service. I don't mind that, you know. Carly, you're on the air.
Carly, what's up, man? It's St. Petersburg.
Hey, Happy New Year, my brother. How you doing?
I want to wish you, your family, God and Redding family, and the whole Bahamas a Happy New Year.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. Same to you,
hey,
too.
Hey, they didn't have no rides in Nassau. You know, the one inside, they didn't have no rides in.
No. You mean because who? Because the Saxons, man?
Yeah.
No, man. It looked like it. One thing, Bahamians know how to jump on the bandwagon. You know that's the biggest, the most popular group right now. Everybody pulling for them now.
Hey, but, look here. Yesterday, man, I was going to YouTube, and I saw a table with Sparky. He was talking, but their prayer, what do you call it? The prayer rollers of a Nassau. Man, that man had me rolling. Man. I had to put on the side of the road.
Sparky had a couple brown bottles, I'm sure.
He was talking about these pastors talking about give him 10% of his money, and you know he started to use the F bomb and all that. Man, you would die, man. I said that to a couple of the Bahamian boys. They said, hey, I know Sparky. Yeah, Sparky said him like it is.
He's a character.
Man, boy, if you see that thing, man, you you got to be sitting down because you would die, man.
I can look for it.
Yeah, man, I wish you the best in
Thank
the
you.
New year, man. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
And thanks for being a loyal caller, listener. We appreciate man, that all the way in Tampa, you man, know. And we look forward to a great year.
Like I said, you can take the man off the island, the county, the island,
oh,
man.
Oh, no.
You're born there.
You are a true Bahamian.
All right, man. Y'all be safe, man.
Take care. Wow, interesting. St. Petersburg. He's been a loyal caller. Calls all the time. From all the way from St. Petersburg, Tampa, St. Petersburg area. So we appreciate that, you know. Call you on there. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
Sparky alive and living color like Kellogg's Cornflakes.
What's up?
How you doing, good, buddy?
I good.
Look, buddy, I don't care what they say with Sparky, you know.
Okay.
I can tell them like it is, but I only got one shot at this life, you know.
I agree.
I be following nobody program. If you want to be a Christian, be a Christian. You want to be a Muslim, be a Muslim. I believe in something called God.
Okay.
Now, if you want to put him in a box and call him by a different name, Muhammad, Jehovah, Buddha, the Sheikh of India, whatever, that's your problem.
Okay.
But ain't no man, woman out there can tell me how to operate and how to, because we all have our constitutional rights.
Yes.
To voice my opinion.
Okay, I appreciate it.
If you don't like it, go bury your head and sound like an ostrich.
Okay.
I don't give two hoots.
All right. Thanks, Baki. Appreciate that. Thanks for calling. Oh, boy. Yeah, I was a mouthful, huh? But we're into the new year. All kind of things have been going on in 2024 that's going to carry on into 2025. What are we looking to say? And, you know, we're going to kind of continue our conversation from yesterday. And then we, you know, and just talk a little bit more what we hope to see in 2025 for our country. You know, and do we expect, you know, I congratulations to Commissioner Shanta. I understand it was the handing over ceremony at 2:30 today. So we now officially have a new commissioner of police. And we hope that some new ideas, we hope that some improved policing, and we hope that we get clear of all these little charges, Commissioner of Inquiry, all these little charges that's going on with the police force, and she's able to assist in, with her new team in cleaning up the police force. And let's be real, there's work needs to be done there. You know, you're hearing too many stories, and for a small country with a small police force, that's too many scandals, you know, rape, voice notes, smuggling drugs, you know, doing all kind of things that is unbecoming and losing the trust, you know. And, you know, that's done a worldwide thing that people don't like police or people, you know, and for why, I don't know. But now you see things like this happening, the trust in the police force is being hampered and deteriorated and is being taken away. So I'm hoping that the new commissioner is able to bring some that towards pushing the Bahamians to have trust in the police force. Not by words, you know. You can say anything thus. You can say anything else, but we want to see some action. We want to see some things done that will prove that it's getting a lot of arrests, you know, or not knocking down and roadblocks and all that stuff and doing, not just those kind of things, but real community policing, getting to know your citizens, having a better attitude when you talk to people, you know, learn how to talk to people, learn how to deal with people in a better way. And I think, you know, and you got to work towards that. And I'm an advocate, and I'm calling for a commission of inquiry. I don't care who head role. I don't care who name call. It doesn't matter. Let's get it out. Whoever it is, let's get it out. Let's clean things up. Let's try to get a clean slate. Some people are saying nothing can happen, come out of it. Yes, you may not. And you don't know. You know, okay, no prosecutions happening. No, but the country know. We know who we can trust. We know who we cannot trust. And we know who we don't want in position of leadership in our country anymore. And if that means getting rid of them out of the political arena, out of the leadership arena, and whatever. I ain't talking no PLPF on any side, whoever. And it gives us a fresh slate of clean leadership. Let's do that. And oh, I guess, man, the world can see. No, the world can see me trying to clean up and make sure we have a righteous and legit country. And the people can admire that. They say, we can be bold enough. We have the testicular fortitude to do that. As opposed to being afraid to make any moves and worry about what the outside world can think. The outside world can think worse if it's rumors going around that these things are happening and we ain't doing nothing about it. But if we do something about it, it gives them, are they really serious about it, making sure that's the right, the good? Yes, let's do it. Oh, by the way, they collected the garbage. That truck pulled you there today. So, that's how we, me, and all who called in and pushed on it, we got them to do that and got them there today. And thank you, but don't let, because we have to make noise on the radio about you collecting garbage as you come. Do it on schedule and keep it up, keep it going. Make people believe that you're earning what you're really actually getting what you pay, we're getting what we're paying for, because it's coming out of our tax money. Call you on there. How you doing?
Well, this is St. Petersburg again, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, check this out. When police officers sign up to be a police officer, really, the public doesn't have to be nice to them, But they have to be professional. And some police officers really got too much ego.
Yeah.
And, I be seeing some of them talking to people people who could be their mama or daddy sometimes.
Yep.
And when you sign up for that job, you got to take the good and the bad. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
You want respect. You got to earn respect. Nobody want to live in a lawless country without police. We need police officers.
Yes,
but
we
some
do.
Some of them really don't need to be police because they're really unprofessional. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
But if they qualify to be accepted, then that means there's something wrong with our training, and the training has to improve or adjust or do something to show that they come out better. Because
unprofessional. I look at some of them sometimes. Sometimes police make some people criminal.
I hear you.
Some of them. I mean, they snatch people out of the car, and do this and do that.
And let me say that not they don't rob, not just in the Bahamas that happening, and so
man, that happened all over here, man. Sometimes this young man was he went to the Hardee's restaurant to get a burger, right?
Uh-huh.
So he was sitting in the car eating his burger in the parking lot. Police roll up on him and thought, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I'm eating my burger." Man, they put a man in the car and accused him for doing this and that. And the man ended up losing his life, man, over something stupid, what I'm saying?
Wow, yeah.
But the farm, he got millions of dollars. But that don't bring back
the loved one.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, bro. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, my brother. Carly on there. How you doing?
I'm well. Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm fine, my brother. Happy New Year to you too and your family.
Yeah, I heard your sentiments, and I echo those 100% as just a general member of the public. This year has been a very, very terrible year of public relations for the Royal Bahama Police Force, who we absolutely need and we love.
Yes.
But if you could count the amount of persons on the active police force who have been brought before assault on sexual assault, these are the persons who enforce the laws and keep us safe, sexual assault allegations involved in for hire, possibly murder for hire, allegation, allegedly, and any number of drug offenses, allegedly. There was also a gentleman who was involved in an armed robbery, allegedly, a member of the police force. Wow. The new commissioner has a job to clean the house. I will tell you, as a member of the public, and I have my brother is a senior member of the police force.
Okay.
And I tell him, you guys do not have a reputation of trust and honesty.
No, they don't.
That's the reputation that you guys have, and y'all need to fix it. We don't have to fix it. We're the public.
Yeah.
You have to fix it.
Yeah.
So until we see a shakedown where we see officers fired, publicly officers' name, until we see the commissioner, like commissioners in New York, in Colorado, stand before a press conference and say, that's person no longer wears the badge. That individual is no longer within our ranks. They're going to prison. We have never seen it in our country that people do not respect the police, because we have not seen them being held accountable by their leadership. So I charge the new commissioner. I wish her well, but I need to see an example where you do not tolerate slackness in the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
Amen. And We're all pulling for the commissioner to succeed.
Oh, we are.
We want to see her do well, because it's the first female commissioner, and so we want her to succeed.
But we need her to show us.
Yes.
Don't tell us.
Yes.
Show us.
Yes.
It's the same way, you know, on my final point, let me say this. Uh-huh. I often say, we talk about our international allegiances and the things we sign on to about treaties and what's not. Listen, we don't send people away. We're human smuggling, so I tell you all the time, and I tell people who work in the compliance space, we're not serious about human smuggling because no one goes to jail for human smuggling.
Yeah.
When I see the evidence of us enforcing penalties and jam time for human smuggling, then I believe we're serious about it.
Amen.
I say that to the police commissioner. When I see police officers get sent to jail, get fired, after due diligence,
yes,
then I believe the police force is a place that's honest and reputable. Until that happens, I know I can give my $150 and get out for anything.
Wow.
I said what I said.
Wow. Wow. Thank you.
See you later, Burley.
Take care, brother. And that's a reputation, you know. What for lunch? And that ain't good. That ain't good. You know, you take an oath. So, Madam Commissioner, I want you to succeed. Madam Commissioner, I am pulling for you to do well. You're from Eleuthera, and I'm a descendant of Eleuthera. So that one plus there, so you got to see that happen. And as Commissioner, I want you to do well. But we really need some serious things done to our Royal Bahamas Police Force. And don't get me wrong, it's only a few, you know. The vast, again, hear me clear now, because I'm going to get it out there wrong, but Burley says, the vast majority of police officers are really good men and women. The vast majority. We have some bad, we have some rotten apples in there, and we need to get rid of them. We need to clean it up. But the vast majority are catching hell for what those few do. And it's not fair to them. It's not fair. You have some officers out there who are really trying to do a good job, who are courteous, who are trying to do things right, and they're catching hell because of some people, some others who just don't know what to do or just who just corrupt. And it's not fair to them. So, Madam Commissioner, on behalf of those, the vast majority, those good police officers, those ones who really want to see this a good, being a safe country, who are out there trying to protect and serve us, we needed to do for them as well as the citizenry of this country. We need you to succeed. We don't need you to fail. We need you to be successful. Because with you being successful means that we'll have a better police force and a safer country. That's all. That's as simple as that. That is simple as that. You can't ask for anything better than that. Tech says, good afternoon. Can I tell you about something that I saw twice within the space of 4 days? Two different cars, both flying the Jamaican flag on each side of their cars. I believe that is so disrespectful and to a degree biting the hands of those who feed you. I don't think this should be allowed. But we do have freedom of speech in our country. Now, do we think it's distasteful? Do you think it's... to some degree. Ancestry, you know. A lot of Americans... You listen, the Americans celebrated St. Patrick's Day. That's lone Irish. You have in May, I want to call it Puerto Rican Day, but I can't remember the right name for it, where the Puerto Rican flag is flown and they're celebrating out there. You have different heritage days that people celebrate. I don't see nothing wrong with that per se. I understand you're trying to say, he's flaunting his flag in our country. But if he has Jamaican heritage, I can't be mad at him for that. My family in the States turned into John Canoe and got their Bahamian flag, but they're born in the States. Their mothers were born here. And that's not a disrespect to America because they fly in their Bahamian flag. My nephew, my brother's son, in high school, seniors get picked at a parking. And they have a creativity thing as you can decorate your parking spot any way you feel so. And his parking spot was the Bahamian flag. Nobody found that disrespectful. I think he may have won the most creative thing or something. Nobody found that disrespectful. So I hear your point. I see what you're trying to say. But we still in the Bahamas and if he's of Jamaican heritage or Haitian heritage or American heritage or whatever and want to, I don't see a problem with it because it's done all over the place. Call you on there. How you doing?
Yeah, boys, man. Happy New Year.
Hey,
man.
My
Happy
brother, year, what's boy. Happening?
Happy man. New Year, St. Petersburg, and Happy New Year, Bahamas.
Man, I've been texting you and getting single tick, boy.
Yeah, I know. My phone freaking out.
Okay, all right, all right. I don't want you to think I wasn't looking for you, man.
You know, postpaid, I had to go deal a couple of things to keep my number and get my contact back.
Okay, okay.
But, yeah, I wish you and everybody plenty good health and 2025 coming up.
You too, my brother, to you too, you know. And you know, you've been a loyal listener, a loyal caller. You know, you feel complaints, so you know, Happy New Year. And I look forward to some more in 2025.
You're naughty. You all did. I learned a lot from you all. And looking forward to great learning more in this year coming up.
Okay, my brother. Appreciate that.
Yeah, really, I agree with the caller 100%, man. Because, I mean, I'm so glad the outgoing commissioner really outgoing.
Because, okay.
I mean, I still believe I'd be freaking out sometime, man. Let me listen. Let me see if I show what I hear what he said, man. So he said, Michael Johnson, but 3 weeks ago, was arrested and then let go and then resigned. I mean, I was saying, right?
He was arrested.
Other officers was involved when they find out about the investigation, but they turn it over now to the PP or whatever.
The Director of Public Prosecution. Right? So what you hear is, they arrested him. After questioning him, they let him go until further investigation. That's not abnormal. That's not abnormal.
Okay.
And then he resigned from the Royal Bahamas Police Force, which is within his rights.
Right. And so the case, he's not dead.
A public citizen. He's not a private citizen. Sorry. So all that means is now he's no longer a police officer.
I agree, but she have a big task. And congratulations to her too.
Yes.
To the new commissioner, too. Congratulations. You have a first woman commissioner of police, and you have a big task coming up.
Yep.
Now, I got a knock on the door. Thank God for Bill Bamboo Down twice a week, man. My God, this year, Galactic on Wednesday, Christmas Day, and on New Year's Day.
You got some good people.
And that truck, they stay in the area, man. They stay around there. They're twice a week.
Okay.
But
go quick, because we got to go on break.
But it's maintenance, man.
It is maintenance.
Go with maintenance and all you have to do is go in the back of Ministry of Wakes and look in the back there and see how much tobacco and thing rotten and on and thing for one part.
Now you know what you mean.
Then it's the bureaucracy of government. All the red tape and the yellow tape, man. You know?
Yeah.
The guy gets purchase orders and they get parts and things. It takes so long and tires and all of that.
Gotta move faster.
You know, it's cheaper to give it out to the private contractors. And then that's where the money spread around more, too. Out there and think more employment, they pay better and everything like that now. But the only problem, if you invest in a garbage truck or something like that, if it's a PLP, you need to get contracts in the PLP, and if it's the FNM, you need to get contracts with the FNM.
Bye,
Muff. That foolishness got to stop.
Bye, Muff. I agree with you.
Everything like that. Then you know how it is too in government and things like that. Because when I used to wait for government under Gus Cooper and things as a messenger in 89, and when you go to John S. Short to them purchase order and things like that. Man, you can't get this stuff. Government ain't paying their bill and things.
Yeah.
They don't get all that. You know, all that red tape and bureaucracy, man.
I gotcha.
That's what would be the problem and things. So you keep your contract, you know.
All right, Muff. I got to run. I got to take a break. The producer on my case.
Yeah, we can link.
Okay, brother. This is Pearly on Guardian Radio 96.9. Talking Heads Friday. We'll be right back after this break.
But be careful what you sign. Cause some things get you victimized. And it will get you paranoid. So burn them out. Fire burn a week at Babylon and the freezer. Could I never get me down.
Bring flavor home for the holidays with a KFC Festive Feast. Create timeless memories with a $20 KFC Festive Bucket, brimming with 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits, or decorate the dinner table with a mega Festive Bucket featuring 8 pieces of juicy chicken, 4 biscuits, a large corn and mashed potato duo with a side of gravy, and 4 of our new pumpkin dessert biscuits. Crunch the holidays however you want, and let us do the dishes. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let print masters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street, Dale, and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
And welcome back to Talking Heads on a Good Friday. Good Friday it is today. Nice, beautiful weather out there. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. So good to be here in the house with you, Pearly, with you. Let's get to these texts. These texts. Disagree. The vast majority of officers are rotten to the core with huge superiority complexes. This is how they are trained, because the force is corrupt. I fear police officers more than the criminals. So please stop singing that song, but only a small group bad. It's the opposite. A small group good. They are real. I hear your text, though. Good afternoon. We need to be more patriotic and fly our flag proudly as Bahamians. True. Did he resign with full benefits from the police force? I'm not certain. I think he's got his pension. I don't know. Good day, Pearly. I think they need to tell young police officers that being a good officer begins with diplomacy. Knowing how to talk with people, talk to people. I agree with you 100%. Clay had the Bahamian flag at the NBA Finals, correct? Correct. So, I don't see a problem with that. You know, I don't. I personally don't. Carly, you are on the air. How are you?
Carly, it is Kid Rice, along with you, Pearly, and a godly new year to you.
Thank you, my brother, and to you too. What's up, Brandon?
Man, I agree with those last three texts.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, Pearly, this is our country. And we don't need anybody. You could carry a flag on you, but don't pollute our country, because we keeping this clean. We putting the politicians in there for us, okay?
Uh-huh.
So we don't need anybody to pollute the view of our country. It makes people believe that we are not in control.
So when we in Miami and we take the Bahamian flag and wave it, you don't see anything wrong with that?
That's a difference.
What's the difference?
The difference is you waving the flag. But
when my nephew in Fort Lauderdale area decorate his parking spot to school with the Bahamian flag, what's wrong with that? And has Bahamian flag on his car, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
What's wrong with the Jamaican guy Ben doing his Jamaican flag on his car?
You see, my point is Pearly.
Yes.
This is our country.
Yes, it is.
And you don't disrespect our country by flying your flag all over the place.
But we do it when we travel.
Well, that's up to the people that run that country.
Oh,
but
I see.
We say our country, the Bahamas, we fly the Bahamas flag here. That's fine. Okay? But don't disrespect our country.
We need to take more pride in our own country and stop playing so much Jamaican like we do here. We play Jamaican music, we play reggae music, we play all that.
But we do as Bahamians. Say it again.
We Bahamians, every Bahamian is playing more reggae than they play Bahamian music.
Pearly, encourage fly our flag. Encourage those people to absorb it. Because we are Bahamians.
We should be flying more of us, instead of waiting for independence, we should be flying our flag. When I was a little boy, my daddy used to have the Bahamian flag outside our house every day.
This in the 70s. Yeah, but he are in our country, and he's flying our flag.
Yeah, but when we go to States, we fly Bahamian flag. When we go to Jamaica, we do the same thing.
So what's that? Oh, then,
somebody think it's disrespectful to our country. Okay. I don't know. I'm asking. Do you really think it's disrespectful if we doing it?
In our country?
We doing it in the States.
My point is...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Fly our flag in the Bahamas.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Don't fly other people's flag in the Bahamas. You're disrespecting our authority and our flag.
I hear you. Okay.
See,
I hear your point.
People all around flying their flag. That's going to cause a problem. If you are flying your flag, fly it in your country. You see?
So you're telling Bahamians, when they go to the game, don't carry the Bahamian flag with them. They say they fly in the Bahamian flag. When the Carifta team go down to Barbados, that's all you see is Bahamian flag in the stands. But you say...
Well, anyhow, I don't go and I don't fly our flag all over the place.
I got you. Okay.
All to all different countries.
Understood.
This is an independent country and flying the flag here, you know, it happened to make people to realize this are a independent country.
We're not running away from Washington, D.C. for the Barack Obama inauguration. And they walk from the bus station or from wherever the bus dropped them off to the site with the Bahamian flag leading them in the way.
Waving the
Bahamian flag in Washington, D.C. for the presidential inauguration. And that was fine.
It was fine in the way that they showed respect for the Bahamas and making people to know who they are.
So that's what the same guy doing on this car, showing respect by making people know who he is.
The thing is, what I am saying is, right, you don't fly your flag over the Bahamian flag in our country.
I don't think he's flying it on his car. That ain't over the Bahamian flag.
But he's showing who he are.
Okay,
but
I gotcha.
Don't disrespect our country and our flag.
Okay, my brother, I hear you. Thank you. Thank you. Another text. Nah. Can I check on the Guardian newspaper basement? I guess they're talking for archives for Afro hairstyles that the Duke cut off persons. All here was naughty. I don't quite understand why I got that text, but I mean, okay. I was just basically being the devil's advocate. Some people may think it's disrespectful. Some people may don't think either way, it don't bother me. I know what I am. I'm a Bahamian. I'm a proud Bahamian, and everywhere I go, people can know I'm a Bahamian. Carla, you are on the air. How are you?
Ready.
Hey.
Freddie.
Yes, sir.
That's Bremen. Stop talking with this, yeah? You want straight up. You know, the call of me say, but their sons hate you and they hide, but they don't like their own brothers and sisters, yeah? If an American flag, they two flag on the car in the Bahamas, they wouldn't say a word, but...
Maybe so, right? You know. I've seen Americans do that.
You just got daughters.
I'm Canadian.
Better than our own. Uh-huh. And that's fucked. Come on, man. Let's be real, man. Just for the self-hatred. A Jamaican doing it is a problem.
Yeah.
You see? If America doing it, Canadian, we have no problem. Because we love the color better than our own. I'm out of here. Keep mixed right up.
Thanks for calling. Oh, Lord, I started amongst the callers, Mr. Producer. You see this? But I have to agree. You know, come on. When Bahamians, right? When I was in school, I had a picture of Miss Bahamas on my front door with the Bahamian flag. End up marrying her. But I had a picture on the front door. Bahamians fly their flags everywhere they go. And we don't see nothing wrong with that, because the Jamaican do it here in the Bahamas, there's an issue. Call out. You on the air. How you doing?
Happy New Year, Pearly.
Hey, my brother. How you doing?
I hope you live to enjoy many more, man.
I hope so, too, because I got some plans. I don't think God finished with me yet. I think he still got some things for me to do. So I'm going to try to do that.
Well, I'm looking forward to... big and better things from Guardian Radio this new year.
Okay. So what you say?
You are part of the lineup, you know?
Yes, sir.
I want to also say congratulations to the new Commissioner of Police.
Yes, sir.
See, Lucho come face in so many ways. The face, the aiming Commissioner of Police. So little Thompson,
yes,
got him down.
Uh-huh, yes.
And now you have this lady again from Eleuthera, first woman.
Yes, police. Yes. And the
Commissioner.
Yes.
Again,
yes.
Eleuthera,
yes.
So I'm proud to salute her, and I look forward to that bigger and better things from her. I know she have a whole lot of things to do, but I think if she have the will and surround herself with the right people, she can get it done, because our police force need to get back to the place where it used to be, where persons have that trust. But that key letter word, trust, must come back to the Royal Bounds Police Force. It's critical.
Yes, I agree.
Especially in a time like this.
I agree with you 100%. Couldn't agree with you anymore.
All right, so we'll talk again, my buddy. I'll take care.
Okay, my brother. Take care. Thank you so much. But yeah. You can't say it any better than that. She has a whole lot of work to get done. And like I said earlier, I do want the commissioner to succeed. If the commissioner succeeds, that means we have a better police force and we have a safer country. Odds against her? Maybe so. People pulling for her to fail? Probably so. People pulling for her to succeed? So we just need to see it. Caller, you on the air. How you doing?
Pulse.
Hey.
Radio Man, CNN.
CNN, what's up?
Congratulations to the first female commissioner of police in an independent Bahamas country, aiming country.
Yes.
Now all we need to do now is wait for the first female prime minister, because the guys we send in there, they ain't doing jack nothing. You know what I mean? So we might as well go all the way one time. Listen, according to actually, you still have access to honey?
I know the person, I know the person.
Yeah, well, I want you to give them my number.
All right, Ben.
So
Ben.
I could source some money, eh?
Okay. Oh yes. Oh, you have a beehive somewhere?
No, that for me. I want to use it for me.
Okay. All right. Just don't hang up. Just stay on hold and leave your number with producer for me.
Okay.
All right. All right. I'll link you back. Okay. All right. Thanks. Call you on the air. How you doing?
That me?
You are on the air. How are you?
Hey.
Let
me ask you a question. Do you think it's right for us to be flying the
Union Jack? You see us flying the Union Jack.
No, that's not the point. The point is, do you think it's right for us to be flying the Union Jack?
Who's us?
The Bahamian people.
We don't do that, though. We fly the Bahamian flag.
I'm asking you. Do you think it's right for us to
It's not right for us to. And when you say right, I see, I want to be careful, because I see what you're trying to get me. You're trying to guide me down a hole, and I ain't going to let you put me in the hole now. I see what you're trying to say to me, but let's put it like this. I think the way you're talking about it is nobody's putting any flag over the Bahamian flag. We're not coming on a flagpole and our vernacular, hoisting no flag over our flag. We're talking as a gentleman was driving his car and he had one of the flags on his car. He had a flag on his car and somebody took offense to that. I'm saying I don't have a problem with that, because we as Bahamians, we do similar things when we travel.
That's y'all.
Plenty of Bahamians do that.
Yeah, okay. But, you respect our little country.
I don't think it's a disrespect. Why is it a disrespect because you're flying your heritage flag? Why is that a disrespect?
Boy, let me show you something, boy. Excuse me for saying boy. Let me show you something. We building this country go around allowing all kind of foolishness to happen in our country. Because right now, a lot of foolishness are happening whereby it's a problem.
But how is that foolishness that is causing a problem?
I say a lot of...
Because if you can go that way and say we don't want to see him doing that, then we can tell him stop playing all this reggae music.
My point is, I say don't encourage it.
I'm not encouraging. I just said I don't see a problem with it. That's all. But I hear you. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling. I appreciate that. Oh, boy. What I start here? Oh, boy. What have I started? I just, you know, like I say, I personally don't see a problem. Like I said, my nephew had a whole parking space as a Bahamian flag. And, you know, I've known kids in college who fly the Bahamian flag outside their room, outside their doors. You know, I don't see the issue. Call you on the air. Hello.
Hi, good night.
Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. I'm good. How are you?
Thank God for life. Thank God for making it to 2025.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too.
To you, too, my darling. How can I help you?
Yeah. Good. Now, we have a first lady, Commissioner Kamit.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm Catholic. You're Catholic. Aren't you Catholic?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I remember you and your Earl Thompson. Anyway, I can see your whole name.
Get my whole company on the radio.
Yeah, but
yes.
Don't you have a Catholic name? Remember when you got christened?
Joseph.
They give you this little candle.
Joseph.
And give you another name. What is your name?
Joseph.
Joseph.
My grandfather was Joseph, so I took that name.
Right, and that's a name the Catholic gave you, right?
That's the name, that was my confirmation name.
Your baptismal name.
My confirmation name, yes.
Whatever. Anyway, listen, now we have a whole new commissioner.
Yes, we do.
And she, a woman.
Yes.
And you're Catholic, I'm Catholic.
Yes.
Because I christened an SCM, St. Francis.
Okay.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
Listen, now... You believe in the King James Version of the Bible, right?
Yeah, yes, that's, yes.
Pardon?
Yes, yes. I'm waiting for you to get to your point now. You set me up. I like you to get to your point. You're asking me, don't ask me all them questions. Just tell me what you want to say so we can know.
You scared of me.
No, anyway, I'm just careful, that's all.
All right, good, good. Listen, you know, Eve was a person in the Garden of Eden.
Get to your point now. I know all this. So, yeah, tell me what you're trying,
anyway,
what you want to say.
Hello?
I'm here.
You want to cut me off there?
I'm about to do that because you asked me too many questions. I come on, man. Father, forgive me. That was an experience. Interesting. Text. Those are different things, though. Games, inaugurations, etc. That's to be expected. It's not continuous. No other nationality should do that, none. But they do it. They do it. Foreign flags flying here on ship of their home, embassy flies their home country, point. Nothing wrong with flying other flags. Now, if flying Bahamas flag with other flags in the country, the Bahamas should be on the left when facing it, yes. I'm totally unimpressed with the first female that is that or that, this or that. Our country is in deep doo-doo. We need someone who will give us real results from week one. When I see results, then I'll jump up and down about first female. I hear your point, and we still can't take away that she is the first female commissioner of police. And we just wanted to do a job. Yes, yeah. And for me to jump up and down and praise it, yeah, you got to do something right. I agree with you, Texter. Call you on the air.
Good afternoon,
please. Right, how are you?
I am good. Happy New Year and all the best. All the best to you and yours.
Thank you, and to you
now
as well.
Now, this thing with this Bahamian flag where these old heads calling in to your show talking nonsense.
Uh-huh.
We have a group of Bahamians in Atlanta.
Yes.
Okay? They have Bahamian junk canoe on display for the American holiday.
Yes.
So can you imagine what they do for our independence in Atlanta?
Yes.
That's America. Okay?
I'm aware of it. Yes, I'm aware of it.
Atlanta in America.
Yes, I'm aware of it.
Okay, so they must fly our flag as well. My son went to school in Alabama. You know what they used to call my son? Bahama boy.
Yeah.
You know why? Because everywhere he go, he wore his T-shirt. He was on a golf scholarship, and instead of wearing ASU shirt, he wore...
Are you still there? Yes, we got cut out there. But I see her point. She's saying, you know, we doing it. Kids are in school flying their flags outside their rooms and all that, outside their dorm rooms, everywhere they go, on their cars, everywhere they go, you know. So what's the issue? Kids who might have been for my nephew's graduation, The stole that he wore was of the Bahamian flag. In America, graduating from Johns University in Collegeville, Minnesota, United States of America, his stole, I don't know if they called it a stole, but it was the Bahamian flag. It was made of the Bahamian flag. It was made up of the Bahamian flag. So I don't see why we're getting, you know, if you're born here, you're born here, you are a true Bahamian, you just display your proudness of your country. And be off and fly, you fly your flag home, call you on the air.
Pearly.
Yes, sir.
You
calling me back, too.
We going to fly our flag half mast, right?
Yes.
When you disrespect our flag for what it's for, then it's wrong.
Okay, understood. I understand your point, and you're bringing the same point to me again, but I hear what you're saying. Just agree to disagree, that's all. That's all, we disagree to disagree, but I appreciate that. Great 1 hour. Thank you so much, everybody. This is Pearly on Garden Radio 96.9, Talking Heads Friday. We got a break, and we get to the news when we come back. Talking sports. How about them Georgia Bulldogs? I hope you're calling today, Mr. Big Chief. We'll see you right after the news. This is Pearly, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, a Talking Heads Friday. See you right after the news.
I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the ground. It goes by so long and implantation.
This KFC drip just won't quit. Step your flavor game up with the new KFC Saucy Nuggets. 100% real premium white meat nuggets sauced in your choice of one of five KFC sauces. Korean barbecue, mango habanero, guava barbecue, stinging honey garlic, or signature barbecue. Do whatever the crunch you want with any of our new KFC Saucy Nuggets. 100% real, 100% a deal. Only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. KFC Saucy Nuggets Strip. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. Up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, ma, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me getting out of this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And welcome back to Talking Heads Friday. Time to talk sports. So good to be back here with you. Let's get right into it. Today in sports history. Today is Friday, January the 3rd, 2025. And today in sports history, in 1941, the National Collegiate Football Rules Committee announced a new rule that permitted free substitution of football players. In 1943, for the first time in NHL history, a goal with 3 points all came from the same family. Reg Bentley scored with assists from his brother Max and Doug. In 1962, work began on the Houston Astrodome. In 1977, the Kansas City Royals released pitcher Lindy McDaniel, ending his 21-year career. In 1983, Tony Dorsett of the Dallas Cowboys made the longest run from scrimmage in NFL history. Dorsett ran for 99 yards in a game against the Minnesota Vikings. In 1991, Wayne Gretzky scored his 700th goal. In 1997, Rod Brind'Amour of the Philadelphia Flyers scored his 200th career goal. In 2005, former Pittsburgh Steeler Lynn Swann declared his candidacy for Pennsylvania governor. In 2010, Chris Johnson of the Tennessee Titans set an NFL single-season record for yards from scrimmage. He finished the season with 2,509 yards. And finally, in 2010, Tony Romo of the Dallas Cowboys set a team record when he took every snap for the entire regular season. Sports quote of the day, winning is the name of the game. The more you win, the less you get fired. Beb Gidelin of the Boston Bruins coach. Interesting. What's going on in the home front? What's going on in the home front? Sports section of The Guardian, the Rebels have had a shutdown defense so far. BFA applauds selection of Bahamian referees to the FIFA international list. And Dennis Cartwright have top finishes at Orange Bowl Regatta. That's it in the home front. Sports will be kicking off big time coming next week. Tomorrow, Bahama Bowl tomorrow. So we'll see what goes on. It'll be live on ESPN, and you can go down to SportsCenter and check it out. I got a call on there. I wonder who this is calling me. Call you on the air.
Why, three times, and I strike out, GN, and I was trying to get you before you close out, Brady. But I want to take 30 seconds off your sports time.
I get it.
We've been doing things in this country like Kunk's had it for so long. That when it rears its head, we think it's correct. Bremen is correct. This country have flag protocols. And we should, as proud Bahamians and whoever else, respect our flag protocols. No flag is the flag over the Bahamian flag in this country. You can't compare us to America because America is land of the free and home of the brave. They got the right to bear arms. And their constitution is written kind of different. Our constitution and our policies are different. We do have a flag protocol. Certain countries like the one our brothers and sisters to the south, you can't do that over there. There's a risk. You may get killed. The same country with Bremen talking about.
All right.
And certain countries around the world, you can't fly no other flag.
All right.
So let's get too myopic in our thinking. We do have flag protocols. Thanks for taking my
time. All right, brother. Okay. Back to sports. Gianna, I hear you, brother. We love this discussion again soon. I don't know how many of you watched the game last night. But see, I know my good friend, Big Chief, big Georgia Bulldog fan, calls in and brags about what Georgia can do, what Kansas City can do. And he took it on the chin, got punched right in the nose by Notre Dame yesterday. Big Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, the good Catholic boys. Punch him right in the nose with a 23-10 win. Shut them down, sacked the quarterback four times. All right? And that was a great game. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. All right, it was what you call it was a good game. It was a really good game. It was a really, really good game. Notre Dame has what it takes to win the national championship this year. They've got good defense, good offense, and good special teams play. They're one of the more balanced teams in NCAA football this year. In terms of, when I say balance, it's more of a complete team than any other team out there. Do they have weaknesses here? Do they have strengths? Plenty. And they showed Georgia. They showed Georgia yesterday. Showed Georgia yesterday what it was all about. All right? I just wish he would call me, man. I just wish he would call down return. A 98-yard touchdown return. Kickoff return. So now we've got Ohio State and Penn State in one game. And No, it's the Penn State and Notre Dame in one game and Ohio State and someone else in another game. I got to remember. I got to check it. Call you on the air.
Yeah, but it's talking sports now, but that Notre Dame defense, boy, that defense, them two turnovers and them two turnovers on down, boy.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, boy. Hey, I want Big Chiefs to know, too, boy. Guess how is Georgia Bulldogs lose to Notre Dame? Kansas City Chiefs going down to the Detroit Lions, guess like that in the Super Bowl.
Are they going to make it there?
I hope he ain't been to that game last night, but he might have been over there.
I want to know. Is Ohio State playing Texas and then Notre Dame playing Penn State? I want to know what he can do with them Orange Bowl tickets he got. I know he bought them Orange Bowl tickets thinking Georgia was going to be in the Orange Bowl. Yeah. I know he got them. He need to call me.
And then that game with Penn State and them, that could be a solid game, do we?
I was first skeptical about the 12 team setup. I kind of like it. I would tweak it a little bit, you know, because what it does is it's similar to with the NCAA basketball tournaments, like the conference champions automatically get in. I don't have a major problem with that. It just is one of them conferences is aren't that strong. That one with Boise State come from. But other than like it's some good football, you know.
Exciting, yeah.
It's exciting. Some people think some blowouts were there, and that happens in college football. Mm-hmm. But I know that game last night was a good game.
I know that the quarterback he don't play, but that airborne first down where he pick up in late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But Pearly, my sports resolution too, like one yesterday's show is for Miami, the Heat. Get rid of Jimmy Bucket. Like, how you see how he came on last night? If you want to, get rid of my part. If you don't go, let him go.
See, he's mad. See, what he wants is he getting $55 million next year.
Yeah.
But he wants an extension, and Pat ain't gonna pay him the money because Pat let Dwayne Wade go in his prime. You think he can let Jimmy Buckets go?
He didn't say that. He said no trades, right? But
no, he can trade him. Trust me.
We got over 500 now, and we got to be focused and. I want us to get back to the finals and win another championship.
In the next 7 days, he'd be traded.
Yeah, and then in the Dolphins, I want us, like how you say, beat the Jets, and then Denver lose, get into the playoff, and like upset the
Buffalo.
Bills, like how you say, like, upset them for this year, and move on to the. If not this year, even next year, get to the Super Bowl.
But all you're doing is, all the Dolphins trying to do is get it right to play Buffalo, and if you beat Buffalo, play Kansas City. So it's a tough road.
Hey, Pearly, I lose all my confidence too in our coach too, baby.
McDaniels?
Inches, man, Pearls, man. Everyone knows 4 inches is a quarterback sneak, man. What you try?
But not only a quarterback sneak. Even if you give it to the fullback or if you give it to the running back, straight up north and south, straight between the tackle and the guard.
Throw the ball 8 yards back, man, to the running back to try and pick up 4 inches.
I mean, the play has worked for 8 yards, but they were looking for that play. They were looking
for that in the next game.
No, I didn't like.
But,
I thought it was a bad call.
I agree with you, too, but. Minnesota could sneak in. This could be Philadelphia here at Barkley. This could be with Henry. This could be Baltimore here.
It's wide open. I think it's wide open. A lot of people think Kansas City. A lot of people think Kansas City can be there, but anything can happen.
Your boy yesterday talking, but Cincinnati. You got to worry about them getting past Kansas City.
No, but Cincinnati got to beat us. Only way Cincinnati make the playoffs, they have to beat Pittsburgh, and then Miami and Denver got to lose. And then Cincinnati.
But Pittsburgh got a big game tomorrow night.
And they playing Cincinnati?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got a big game. They playing Cincinnati. Russ Goff, that could be a shootout. And then, like, Minnesota got the Lions on Sunday.
Yes.
That's another big game to prove for Minnesota to prove themselves. But I agree with you say, but Donald. And how they lift him up and train him and bet him up a champion. Yeah, Green Bay could sneak in. Tampa Bay could try make a statement. The Chargers could try and make a statement.
Baker has done well for me in fantasy football this year. He has put up a lot
Green
of points for me.
Try make a statement. Man, look at
it. Yeah.
All right, let me let someone else get in. All right, brother. Get to the picks, man. All right, I'll be safe. Like I say, I use my iPhone, but I get that number to you. But the postpage should be straight soon. I can let you know.
Okay. All right, brother. Take care. So I see the Dodgers made a sign-in. They signed Hai Sung Kim. He's for $12 million. He's a star out of Korea. infielder. And they made an agreement with him. Hai Sung Kim, ahead of the end of the posting window. So they signed him. But the posting window for it was closing on Friday. So they signed him ahead of that. It's a three-year contract with an option for 28-29. Includes $12 million guaranteed. Hyman noted the contract is weighed up to $22 million. He's 25. He's been playing in the Korean baseball organization since 2017. Spent the last six seasons with the Kiwon Heroes. He hit 326, 26 doubles, 4 triples, 11 homers, 75 RBIs, 90 runs, 30 stolen bases. He has a 300 batting average for his career. He mostly played second base, but he spent some time at shortstop, some time at third base. So the Dodgers like that kind of player who can play multiple positions. So you get a versatile defender who can adjust to different spots. So we got Gavin Lux. So, you know, that tells me that Gavin Lux could be in the trading block. All right? It could be in the trading block because this kid can play. So, you know, the Dodgers are ensuring up his defense. All right, you can hit like crazy. Now you got defense. It can be hard to beat them. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see Gavin Lux goes to Seattle for Castillo. Pitcher there, seven-year pitcher, pretty much a really good pitcher, will really show up the Dodgers. But the Dodgers are starting five. That would be awesome. They would be a very tough team to beat if Castillo gets there. You got Castillo, Yamamoto, Glasnow, you already got Snell. You got Dustin May coming off. You get Gosselin coming back. You get River Ryan. He may not be back because he's getting Tommy John surgery, so that might be. All right, you get Bobby Miller. Then you get an awesome bullpen. They're pretty much, you know, I got a friend called of the Evil Empire. You know, they're doing what the Yankees did in the 70s and 80s. But they're not putting themselves in a position where they're making the money. They printing. I mean, you might as well say the Dodgers almost like printing money. The amount of money, just by signing Shohei Ohtani and Yamamoto, the amount of money they're making out of Japan is phenomenal. They used to average about 100,000 Japanese come to the games over the season. They had over 250,000 last year, and I had the numbers could be high, 300,000 for 2025. If they sign rookie Sasaki, you could be sure it could be over 300,000 people coming. Japanese will do that. It is so expensive to play golf in Japan. It's cheaper for them to catch a flight to Hawaii, book a hotel, go play golf for the weekend and come back than it is to go play golf in Japan. I don't know how true that is, but I keep hearing that. But I like that pickup. That's a good Korean player. He's good. He's 25. He's young. Getting into his prime. Major League Baseball, we'll see. If he does, then it's a phenomenal $12 million in these days and time. That ain't no money. That's very little to be concerned about. You know? So I like this. I'll be interested to see what's going on there. I can give him hell about it. I know Big Chief is Kidakas. I want everybody calling him and telling me ducking us. That Georgia team did not look like Georgia. They did not look like Georgia. You know. But this weekend, what I like about the NFL is pivotal. It's pivotal in every aspect, you know. You got Cleveland playing the Ravens, so the Ravens got to hold on for to win the division. All right. Cincinnati playing the Steelers. The Steelers need to win the division. Or Cincinnati needs to beat the Steelers to be in a position to make the playoffs if the Dolphins and Broncos lose. So that makes tomorrow very pivotal in football. Dolphins gotta beat the Jets in order to be there. The Eagles gotta win because they're trying to. I think the Eagles may be ranked number two. I'm not sure. I gotta double check that. The Packers, the Falcons need, you know, it's interesting. As we look right now, you got the Jets, the Eagles, you got Detroit, the Eagles, the Rams, and the Buccaneers are all pretty much division leaders. Now the Buccaneers 9-7. Atlanta 8-8, so Atlanta got a win. And the Buccaneers lose Atlanta in the playoffs. They win the division. Minnesota's a wild card with a better record than the Eagles. But they 14-2. And Commanders, wild card, Packers. So the playoff picture for the NFC is basically set, other than the I think that's the NFC South. So that's with the Buccaneers and the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons win, Buccaneers lose, Falcons in. Buccaneers win, they're in. All right? Then you look at the AFC. Kansas City already ranked. They got the home field locked down. Buffalo got 3 losses. Ravens got 5 losses. Houston got 7. So, you know, Buffalo and Kansas City's 1-2. All right? The Steelers are 10-6. The Ravens are 11-5. So, they could. It's the possibility that if the Ravens lose, Steelers win, the Steelers could win the division. Houston already clinched their division. Chargers in. Denver holding on to that last spot. Denver lose, Miami win. Miami in, Denver out. Miami and Denver lose, Cincinnati in. So you see the significance of how many games makes a difference this year as opposed to other years when, all right, so the only team that really don't have to worry about it too much right now, two names, that's Detroit. All right. And Detroit still can lose the home field advantage because Detroit is 10 and they got 2 losses. All right, so let me double check that before I open my mouth and back. Yeah, so if Detroit loses, and I think Minnesota wins, if Minnesota beat Detroit, then Minnesota wins the division. Detroit beats Minnesota, Detroit has the home field advantage all the way through. So you see the significance in all of these games on the weekend? Makes football watching great this tomorrow and Sunday. What else you got to do? Most of you are broke for anybody from Christmas, so you might just stay and watch football. So that's the significance this year for in the NFL. The scheduling has worked out perfect. It has come to so many games that has a significance. It doesn't necessarily, in some instances, change who in the playoffs. It does change your seeding, and you want home field. And this time in January, you won't be home, particularly if you're Detroit, to be in the dome. All right, so it'll be interesting to see what happens over the weekend. Pretty much Miami wins, and Denver loses, Miami in. So the Miami Dolphins start praying. But Kansas City benching 6 starters, or 5 or 6 starters, including Mahomes. Wentz, who is a former MVP candidate, who's a really good quarterback. Not a great, good quarterback. Let's get it right. I didn't say great. Who can beat Denver? Who has the ability? Who has the talent to do it? Will he produce? We'll see. This is an opportunity for those backups to show that, listen, we get more and more playing time come playoffs. We can show you what we... It'll be good to see them finish with only a 1-loss record. Not perfect like my Dolphins, but a 1-loss record. So, we'll see. So, that's the significance in for the NFL this weekend. Watching all these games, seeing how it seeds up and all that. And home field is very important in playoff time. Believe it or not, in most instances, home field is very important. Look at Miami going into Kansas City. Miami can't handle that cold weather. They get eat right up. Home field. Imagine having to go all the way up Buffalo to play in that cold weather. Home field. Buffalo used to that. The only place you could probably have warm weather to play would be L.A., the Rams, if they have a home, they'll have a home game. The Buccaneers in Tampa, that'd be warm. The Chargers would be a warm place to play. And Miami, but Miami never, as a wild card, they'll never be there. But everywhere else cold. Kansas City cold, Buffalo cold, Baltimore cold. Houston could be all right. So, it'll be interesting to see. Mr. Bedosa, we can take our break. We can take our first break. When we come back, we talk a little more football. Dabble some NBA, see anything else going on in the Major League Baseball. Let me get into the picks for the weekend. This is Pearly filling in for Naughty today on the Talking Heads Friday. Garden.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads on a Friday afternoon, Pearly in the house for Naughty today. Naughty will be back on Monday in full force. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. So now, I was just scrolling through a couple of apps that I look at, and I see that the NCAA is considering giving 5 years of eligibility to college athletes. Now, right now, you have 4 years. You go to college for 4 years, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. You play for 4 years. If you get hurt, I think you could play, if you're hurt for up to two years, you get an additional 2 years to play. They gave an additional year of eligibility to athletes that were in college during COVID 2021 or season school year. So they gave an additional year of eligibility to kids who wanted to stay there. So this new rule is to pretty much try to help some kids who may need to improve themselves for NBA, for NFL to get better. But it also gives an opportunity to, I guess, to stretch out the schooling, because it's kind of hard to be playing football or basketball and being and maintain good grades. So I guess it gives you an opportunity to spread out your degree a little longer. I don't know. I don't know. They're on the beginning through the first early part of this year. They haven't given a timetable when a decision will be made, if a decision will be made. But right now they're considering 5 years. Hey, kids circumvent the system anyway and find a way to give 5 years. There's a kid who went to junior college and is suing because he wanted to have a couple more years in Division I school, an additional year. So he's suing for more time. So they find ways to say, if you get hurt and you can't play the season, you get an additional year to play, you know. So 5 years may be good for some kids. In NBA, a lot of them are just one and done. The really good ones are one and done. They just do 1 year college and go right into NBA. In the NFL, it's a little different. They do 4 years. And so they do the time. I think some of them could get maybe 3. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. Don't say Burley tell you that, because I can tell them I don't remember. I don't know how it. Not a lot of kids, not a lot of the better baseball players go to college. Some do. Vanderbilt pours out a lot. And I think once you go, I think you have to do 2 years. You can come out of 3 years and come out after your junior year if you go to college. I think. I'm not too sure on that. You go to college, you have to do 1 more year, then you can come out. But if a lot of kids signed at 16 out of high school and get right into it and go to the rank, because you're not, it's not like when you're in the NBA, you're drafted right away, you're in the NBA, NFL, you're drafted. No. In the NFL and the MLB, you come up and you're ready when you can play, when you can hit Major League Baseball or pitch Major League Baseball type. So, yeah, you may have one or two really good ones who come out of college and play the next year, but most of them spend 5 years plus. You come into some go to instructional league or rookie league, single A, double A, triple A, and some move up fast. Some take years to move up. So when you see a kid at 16 sign, most of them don't come up in the major leagues till 20, 21, 22. So you spend a good 5 to 7 years in minor league play, developing. Yes, there are exceptions to the rules, and some come out early. Yes, there's exceptions to the rules. But that, you know, so baseball is a little different than it is with NFL and NBA. Now with the G League and the NFL and NBA, that kind of helps the kids who aren't quite ready for the NFL to better their skills. NFL, not so much. You don't have the way out of that, I guess. If you want to say the XFL is that, I ain't saying that, but you know. So you've got some kids who come out of XFL and now playing in the NFL. From they pretty much freshmen in college, or who have the potential to be there. Some bloom, like Nix. I think Bo Nix was hurt for 4 years, and then he transferred to Washington, and had 2 great years to become the number 7 pick. If I remember, I think it was 7 or 8, somewhere around there. But he was hurt 4 years of college, 4 years. ACL. But now, fully healthy, modern medicine, I guess, and doing well and has an opportunity to put his team in the playoffs. So we'll see how that goes. So, like I was saying about the NFL, this is an exciting weekend. I those of us who are football fans, I wanted to ask a question too. Some, you know, I've seen people saying the popularity of the NBA dropping. People aren't so much into it like they used to. You see Jimmy Buckets wants out of Miami. Who's a good team to pick him up? Please don't say the Lakers. Oh, no. You bring him, you get rid of LeBron. Ain't got enough basketball for them too. Not enough basketball for them too. So I'm like I was asking, I don't know. I've not been enthusiastic about watching the NBA all season. I watch a game here and there. I see the Lakers beat Portland last night. I'm not even excited about it. Sometimes I'll be right away, first thing, if I miss the game, first thing when I pull it on my phone trying to check and see if the Lakers win. I just looked at it a few minutes ago. Oh, the Lakers won last night. Okay. I'm more excited to watch watching Notre Dame last night. My Notre Dame Fighting Irish beat up on Big Chiefs Georgia Bulldog. Beat them down. And I'm going to keep talking. They're yucking me. I want nobody can do with those Orange Bowl tickets. You need to call and let me know. Jimmy would be good in the Bucks or the Clippers. I think so, you know. Maybe more so the Bucks. I don't know so much the Clippers. I mean, but and Damian Lillard there. I don't know. But he's a scorer. He's a winner. He knows how to win in the playoff games. He knows how to put a team on his back and take you. I mean, the Greek Freak choking. Huh? I mean, the Greek Freak not having such a good game. He probably could put the team on his back and carry them. And the Clippers, yeah, I guess so. Maybe so. Small forward, yeah, okay. Please don't say the Lakers. Please don't say the Lakers. Okay, enough old heads there now. We need to get some young blood and get rid of LeBron. But I can't keep saying that because nobody wants to hear me say that. You know. But over the weekend, we got some really good games. We can get to the picks in a few minutes and talk a little bit about again. But I'm excited about the. I'm excited about this weekend. I'm excited to see some of these matchups. And I'm excited to watch football. I can just come veg out all weekend, man. My white terminology, veg out. Carly on there, how you doing?
Yeah, well, if you go to the Bucks, they got to give us damn time then.
They give us damn time then. No, ain't going to be. Damn time wait more than Jimmy Buckets, mate.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Now, you'll probably trading for a number two pick or a couple of number twos, maybe one or two other role players.
No, but then Jimmy took us to the finals twice and lost.
Yeah.
You got to look at that, too. Yeah, he might use that. He's a playoff man. He's got it there. But he took us there twice and lost, too.
Yeah, but he took us there. And people,
LeBron, them.
And people like Hero get lost in that game, though.
Yeah, that's what he said. And in the game with Denver, too, with the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, but OKC can't on board, babe.
Yeah, they got a good
OKC,
team.
OKC.
They got a good team. They got a
and
really,
Houston, babe.
They got
but
I'm
glad Boston. Yeah. Hey, but apparently, I guess to touch on something what you were saying yesterday, too, baby, the trees. 96 trees in that game last night, man.
Everybody shooting the tree. Everybody think they can jump
shooting the tree, boy. And the next game, or not, they had 50-something trees between the two teams.
I don't see it. I don't know why everybody think they can shoot.
Yeah, like Barkley said, Barkley ratting them up and things like that. They run into the paint and then empty, no, by the seven, pushing it back out to the three-point line.
Yeah, I don't understand the mentality. It's
yeah, that's
not
why
fun.
The ratings got to drop. And thing like my man said yesterday, and thing about all them Magic Skyhook and them Kareem Skyhook and thing, and them Julius Irving, them behind, underneath the basket and thing, finger roll and thing.
We're not
that's
seeing
what people
that.
Will see, man. They're just trying out the ball and three-pointing straight through all night.
Yeah.
And making the game boring.
Yeah. Too many, yeah.
All right, man. Yeah, like
that's, you know, when you're there, when you're there, tired, and you feel like driving to the bucket. Yeah, two games tomorrow. Cleveland and Baltimore, and Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Two big games tomorrow.
Yeah, two big games.
I give
any college games tomorrow?
No, college football next. But they are called, I think in playoffs. I think they are called college games tomorrow. Let's quick check while you're here.
Okay, yeah.
I think there are a couple college games tomorrow. Let's take, most of the bowls are pretty much done, though.
Yeah.
You got, what you mean the college game tomorrow, the Bahamas Bowl tomorrow? Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, Buffalo, Liberty.
The man didn't say it free.
It free?
Support, show your support. Come on, man. Watch a good game. Buffalo's game on bad.
Yeah. We might as well go look for that one.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, man, respect. Be safe for it.
All right, brother, take time. Okay. I asked me to be talking about it like that, but okay. Got a text here. Let's see what the text says. Say Georgia got their lunch take from them. They sure did. They let them Catholic boys come there and take the lunch from them. That's exactly what happened. You got to love it. You got to love it. I was pretty excited about that. See, Georgia got their lunch take from them. They actually, Notre Dame outplayed them and pretty much, they to hold them to under 200, maybe it was 200 yards rushing. 200 total yards yesterday. They played some good defense on Georgia. They played some really good defense on Georgia. Some really, really good defense on Georgia. Georgia had 200, all right. Stockton got 234 yards passing, all right? And they got less than 100 yards rushing. And they got about 100 and maybe, well, they got the 200-some yards catching, but they got less than 100 yards rushing. Stockton alone, he couldn't do anything. He got sacks four times. So they really did a number on them. But let's get into the picks, okay? Exciting times in football. All right, so tomorrow, there are two games tomorrow. You've got the Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore 20-point favorites. But because it's the last game of the season, I would just give the money line and pick Baltimore to win. I would not go with the spread. I think that's a lot for the last game of the season. Even though the Ravens need to win the division. You got Cincinnati, 2.5-point favorites at Pittsburgh. I like Cincinnati and the points. I'll take Cincinnati and the points. I think Cincinnati is more desperate. They're playing with more They're more anxious. They play in more desperation. They know what they need to do. They have to win to make the playoffs. Pittsburgh already in the playoffs. Pittsburgh wants to win the division to host a home game, yes. So that gives them a little bit of inspiration. But I think the more inspiration is on the Cincinnati side. I like Cincinnati in the points. On Sunday, the Miami Dolphins at the New York Jets. Miami's a one-point favorite. I'm going to take Miami and the points. Miami has to win. But Jets ain't got nothing to lose, so they can come free-falling it, and they could try come play the spoiler. They would like to spoil the Dolphins' time for making the playoffs, so that's their inspiration there. But I like Miami the points. New York Giants are the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't think Hurts is questionable for tomorrow. I like the Eagles. I'm going to take Eagles in the points. Even though Saquon Barkley is not playing, the young running back is gonna appreciate that he giving it up that time for him. I like the Eagles. Chicago Bears or the Green Bay Packers. I like the Packers. I'll take the Packers in the money line. Bears done. They getting a lot of work to be done. Nothing happening. Carolina Panthers at Atlanta Falcons. Falcons need to win. They need to win. They're 7.5-point favorite. I'm going to take the Falcons and the points tomorrow. The New Orleans Saints at the Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay needs to win as well. Tampa Bay win. They win the division. And that'll be it. I like Tampa Bay to win tomorrow. I give them in the money line. The Washington Commanders are the Dallas Cowboys. Philadelphia spanked Cowboys last week. I like the Commanders over the Cowboys. I will take them in the money line. In Jacksonville Jaguars at Indianapolis Colts, you can flip whoever you want there. I'll take the Colts. 4.5-point favorite. I'll get the Colts in the points. Houston Texans at the Tennessee Titans. Oh boy, that's another toss-em, another pick-em. I'll take the Titans only because they're home. Buffalo Bills at the New England Patriots. Now, I find this interesting. Buffalo's only a 3-point favorite over New England. I can take Buffalo under points. Kansas City Chiefs at the Denver Broncos. Broncos 10.5-point favorites. I think the Chiefs can just do it. I think they won't play the Dolphins. They won't shame them again. 49ers at the Cardinals. I like the Cardinals. I'll take the Cardinals in the points. Seahawks at the Rams. I like the Seahawks, mainly because the Rams probably can be benching people. The Chargers at the Raiders. I think the Chargers are more than a 4-point favorite. I'll take the Chargers. And we've got the Minnesota Vikings at the Detroit Lions. Detroit wants to win the division. They want to all right win it. I like Detroit. I still pick them to go to the Super Bowl. And let me read this quick text before we go. Georgia got the lunch take. You been a Catholic, and I know you love that, you evil empire guy from LA. Hey, wonder what Naughty would say about Too Big Chief. Who the mystery Dolphins pick for this week? I know he ain't picking the Dolphins. Thank you. Happy New Year. Naughty will be back on Monday in full force. This has been Pearly filling in for Naughty. It's the Talking Heads Friday, live here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Have a great weekend and stay warm. We'll see you next week.
Your morning sizzle with breakfast from Burger King Nassau. Enjoy not one, but two delicious sausage and cheese croissant sandwiches made just for you for only $5.75, including VAT. This breakfast classic is made with Burger King's savory sizzling sausage and melted American cheese on that classic buttery croissant you love. So say hello to sizzling mornings at Burger King with two sausage and cheese croissant sandwiches for only $5.75, including VAT. Only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let my
masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Bring flavor home for the holidays with a KFC Festive Feast. Create timeless memories with a $20 KFC Festive Bucket, brimming with 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits, or decorate the dinner table with a mega Festive Bucket featuring 8 pieces of juicy chicken, 4 biscuits, a large corn and mashed potato duo with a side of gravy, and 4 of our new pumpkin dessert biscuits. Crunch the holidays however you want, and let us do the dishes. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
Hey, everybody, what's up? Happy Friday. Mike, great to see you.
I'm doing good.
Mike, a full week of Mike. Wow. I don't know. What's that
like?
Well,
technically, it wasn't full, Chris,
yeah, it was
because
off.
We weren't here.
Well, yeah, we're one day off. Yeah.
4 days.
What's more likely, guys? Everything goes the Bengals' way and they make the playoffs, or the Falcons win the NFC South?
Everything goes the Bengals' way to make the playoffs is what's more likely. Unfortunately, for the Falcons, the New Orleans Saints coach and the U-Haul completely backed up. I'm not questioning their professionalism. I'm just saying at some point, you know, it's week 18 and you normally see teams like this, despite disliking their opponent, spitting their last breath in a different direction. And I think the Bucks with Baker are a focused bunch. And I think Mike Evans is going to get his 1,000-yard season because Baker is going to manifest it. And Spencer Rattler or whomever is going to be out there for a lot of injured Saints are going to have a long day. And the Falcons need a miracle on that front in order to make it. And their game against Carolina is no slouch either. So everything goes the Bengals' way where they win and the Broncos and Dolphins lose, I think is more likely.
That would be nuts, man.
Yeah.
That would be nuts.
Yeah.
All right, what's more likely to be the larger number? Man, I couldn't believe the spread when I saw it. Ravens winning margin or Bailey Zappi completions?
Let me ask you a question, Chris. Because, you know, I'm not focused on these things, okay? What happened to the line of this game that you texted the group about last night? What happened to the
It's minus 20.
Line? Okay. And what happened the minute Bailey Zappi got announced as the starter?
They, like, moved 3 points. Okay. No respect for Zappi.
So it's the Zappi effect,
yeah,
is what you're saying.
Zappi effects in full play.
I'm going to say that the number of Zappi completions will be larger than the winning margin.
Really?
Because I think he's gonna sling it around. And I've seen Bailey Zappi in person. As a matter of fact, Bailey Zappi, who looks very Johnny Manziel in that photograph, by the way. Can you pop that back up one more time?
Or was that Tim Couch?
Doesn't that look very Johnny Manziel? What, did Johnny wear two?
Johnny wore two.
Okay.
So did Tim Couch.
Tim Couch.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, that's a very Johnny football type. Can Zappi make the money sign if he scores? Throws a touchdown? Bailey Zappi, interesting nugget, and this may be a forever nugget, last winning quarterback for Bill Belichick as a professional head football coach.
That's going to be on Jeopardy.
I've seen it. I've seen the Zappi effect. I've seen Bailey Zappi sling it.
So you know what he's about.
I do. So I'm saying it's more likely.
Wow.
I'm saying that's more likely.
Wow.
And the interesting thing is this is first up. So the Ravens are going to put their guys
This is first
there.
Up.
This is first
yeah.
up.
This is first up, yeah.
Because they can't run the risk of the Steelers,
right.
you know, winning the division.
Which is why it might be 40-0.
Shiny Zappy. No, I got it.
But Zappy's still going to complete a lot.
All right. So Saquon needs, what, 101 yards for the record, right? But he's probably not going to play. That's, yeah.
I would agree with
Doesn't
that.
Doesn't matter.
And I'm hoping, you know, for some bad things in my game. So what's more likely, guys? The Patriots end up with the number one pick overall, or anyone rushes for 101 yards in the Giants-Eagles game.
Oh, I'll go
game.
Anyone rushes for 101 yards in Giants-Eagles.
You think we're going to win?
Huh? I think Drake Maye is going to go out there
and play one series and go back to the bench.
Excuse me, sir. I think Drake Maye is going to go out there. He's going to play four quarters. They're going to win this football game because the Crafts are going to keep Gerard Mayo.
Oh, God.
And I think the Patriots are going to choose two or three, and you're still going to get Travis Hunter anyway, and you'll be a very happy camper. And I think Josh Allen's going to play a couple series. You might hold your own on that. So McDermott's like, get him the hell out of there. And it's going to be Jerake Maye versus Mitchell Trubisky. And I think you win this game, pal. Congratulations. Yeah. I feel for you. You know,
I do not accept. I do not accept.
I'm very excited for you.
I do not accept that.
And so I think Kenneth Gainwell might have 101 yards. I'll even call my shot.
Ooh,
Kenneth Gainwell will gain well.
101 yards.
Man, if I don't know how any announcer for the Eagles or for an Eagles game can't just say, and Kenneth
Gainwell.
Right.
It's right there. All right. More likely to be the greater total. Jordan Love, TD passes or times Caleb Williams gets sacked.
Jordan Love, touchdown passes. Oh, I'll say Caleb Williams is getting sacked. Why wouldn't I choose that?
No, no. What
dude,
if? I mean,
like, even if Jordan Love throws five touchdown passes,
right? Five sacks in a game is a lot.
That's a lot.
That's any given Sunday for this kid. Between the protection problems and his issues of holding on to the ball sometimes too much,
he holds on to it a lot.
I'll go Caleb Williams sacks, pal. Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
67 on the year. Yeah.
You know, in this game, let's see here. The Packers and the Bears are early.
That's about four games.
And the Commanders are at the same time. Yeah, the NFL, nothing escapes them. Because, again, that's for the 6-7 seed right there. So they can't just sit Jordan. They're going to have to play.
Yeah, they need to play. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
All right. What's more likely? Super Bowl champion backup quarterback to get an upset win? Carson Wentz or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Okay.
Hey, can I be honest with you guys? I thought about this the other day, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
This right now was the first time I've
all year.
Yeah, I thought about it last week. Have not heard the man's name mentioned until right now.
Well, they're both Super Bowl winners. So let's see.
Are they Super Bowl winners?
What do you mean? Wentz has a ring and Jimmy's got two.
That's right.
I mean, they didn't win the game necessarily on their own merit.
They're Super Bowl winners.
Yeah. All right.
Who gets a win?
Dan Marino ain't got a ring, you know.
I'm going to go Carson Wentz.
I think I agree with you.
I'm going to go Carson Wentz. So there you go.
Wentz is also kind of auditioning for next year.
Yeah, he is. Well, so is Jimmy G, one would think.
Jimmy G's starting days are over. Wentz,
I don't know how
Wentz
you could say that.
Wentz
I don't know how you could
chance.
Say that at all. How Wentz dare you? Chance. How dare you?
He's not going back to the Raiders. We can take him. You want him on the Jets next year?
Huh?
You want Jimmy G on the Jets?
He's a better bridge quarterback than the current one.
Imagine Jimmy G in New York. He would thrive.
Oh, my gosh.
Why would you say that? What about New York makes him want to thrive?
The ladies love him, apparently, according to you guys. That's all your big thing about Jimmy.
Broadway Jimmy?
He's very handsome. What's more likely? Rich, you mentioned this, so I think I know where you might be leaning, but what's more likely? Mike Evans gets his 1,000 yards, or Aaron Rodgers gets his 500th touchdown pass?
But Aaron needs only one, right?
He's 499.
I think both happen.
Mm-hmm. Not the question.
I know. I think both happen.
Yeah, I mean, how do you differentiate?
What's more likely, though?
Evans is getting 1,000. That's given.
Well, Evans, he's 85 yards still.
Yeah, he's getting that on the first drive.
How about this?
First drive. All right, what happens first?
Excuse me. I don't know.
All right, whatever.
How about this one? What's more likely? Rodgers doesn't get his 500th passing touchdown because the Dolphins just come in and hold it down, and it's just more yada, yada, yada of the same. Or Rodgers has an absolute field day, and it's like, there's the offense. There it is.
And then you decide to run it back next year?
That's it right there. Devontae Adams, you know, arm in arm, just like he walked off with Randall Cobb. you know, and it's and it, and it's Rogers's fantasy camp in MetLife, and they're all chanting his name and whatever and all that app. Like, what's more likely?
And that leads to him coming back?
I don't know about no. I'm just saying, what's more likely of a day?
Yeah, knowing how things go, probably that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, two more. What's more likely? The winner of Vikings-Lions goes to the Super Bowl, or the loser is one and done in the playoffs?
I'd say goes to the Super Bowl. Yeah. I don't know about – you think Minnesota would be one and done by the Bucs?
I don't know,
or
maybe.
Or the Lions would be one and done by the Bucs?
They're going on the road. Maybe it's a wet, rainy day in Tampa. Who knows?
The Lions would have to – it would take a day or two for them to stop reeling from the punch that the Vikings just threw on them. But they are also the only undefeated road team in the NFL.
True.
So I would say the winner of Minnesota-Detroit goes to the Super Bowl is more likely. What else?
Last one, college football playoff. What's more likely? We get it all Big Ten. Notre Dame, Texas.
I think it's more likely that we get a Notre Dame, Texas, or Big Ten. I think it's likely we get an all Big Ten championship.
I think I agree with you.
Right.
Seems like it's trending that way.
Notre Dame's practically a Big Ten team. Anyway.
Oh, they played an ACC schedule.
They're practically a Big Ten team. Anyway. So. I don't like this question. It's actually making me feel queasy, just even talking about it.
All Big Ten championship or Notre Dame, Texas.
Yeah, thank you for saying that again. It makes it worse.
Just wasn't sure if anyone heard it properly the first time.
Honestly, one shy of the four apocalyptic college football horsemen.
You know what's going to be great? Because, like, Del Tufo has a hookup, right? So if Notre Dame does win the title, guaranteed the next day,
yes,
head-to-toe championship gear, you'll somehow have confetti from the game. Like, that's right. Just the way you operate.
This guy.
I just like it.
The other sign of the apocalypse.
I got two fans here that are growing against me already.
The other sign of the apocalypse has already hit. Mike Del Tufo hand feeding a squirrel locally in the marina.
Well, he took him on this boat too before Chris and I even got
the squirrel
on
the boat.
You saw the picture yesterday.
No, I didn't.
Hold on a second. Yeah, at the end of the show.
Yeah, you saw it.
The squirrel. Oh,
at the end of the show. I thought you really took the squirrel on the boat.
You said that wasn't a real picture.
I've never been on the boat.
Squirrels aren't boat guys.
Like, I've known you 15 years.
Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.